and at other students and out the window. That's all I did that first year. The next year I went to junior high. There was lots to look at in woodworking class, but my teacher got mad when I didn't look at him. He asked me a question one time. I didn't know what he said, so I didn't say anything back. His face got red. He ran up to my chair. Then he grabbed my hair and lifted me up and yelled some words right in my face. I hated that teacher. He didn't know Spanish. When he let me go, I swore at him in Spanish. Then I ran out of the room and went home. Next week, they made me take a test. Then they said I could move to a different school. I was glad. Then I went there. It was a school for retarded children. That's where they put kids who didn't know English. I told my father I wouldn't go. He said school in America makes your life better. We had lots of arguments. I pretended to go, but instead I would walk around or go to the park to watch the tennis players. When I was 14, I got a job in a restaurant when I was supposed to be in school. I brought home the money and gave it to my father. I knew he needed it for the rent. He took it. I quit pretending to go to school after that. In the restaurant, I worked the dishwasher machine. Everyone spoke Spanish. I liked it there. The waitresses all called me Flaco because I was skinny. They used to bring me food. It was a good job, but people argued there too. There were two cooks, one from Puerto Rico, and he only liked Puerto Rican salsa music. Willie Colon was